Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, and thank you so much for tuning in tonight on air. Tonight, I have open mic night, meaning if you have a goal that you want to talk about, you got any questions, anything you want to discuss, this is your night to call in. If there's anything you want to talk about that you're really grateful, anything that has been shifting around with you as much as it is for me, it's time to call in and talk. The number is 888-815-9756. For me these days, I'm very grateful for the wonderful people that are coming into my life and returning into my life. It is amazing. On Facebook, I wrote a little thing, a little note, basically saying that I've been going through a lot. And I've heard my inner voice, but I haven't really been doing everything my inner voice has been telling me to do. So they made it very clear that I kind of had to. Everything in my life literally fell apart. So I am now renting my house and moving and changing a lot of things in my life that needs to be changed. And the energy shift after making that decision has been huge. Many people who I haven't talked to in a while are suddenly giving me a lot of support and saying, you go, girl. And it's good to have. I tend to be a bit of a hermit just because of the sensitivities. And it's good to know that the friends are there. And it's just not on in the city of Tucson where I'm living. I'm actually just going north to Phoenix. So, Phoenix, you're being warned. I'm coming to town. I actually lived in Phoenix in 81 through 83 and had an interesting experience when I was there. So it's very interesting to be kind of going back in a cycle. And it is very interesting because in 1981, I got married at the age of 19. And I kind of delayed my life for 19 years doing that. I knew before I even got married that I was altering things for me in a huge way. So starting over by going to Phoenix again is kind of saying, okay, I know I kind of messed up, and it really is time for me to make things right. When you know you're doing something and it's just deciding to do something that you want to experience, or you feel an obligation. And with my marriage, I got married because I felt obligated to do it. I didn't want to embarrass my parents by canceling it at the last minute. Most of my parents' friends were going to be there. So I married a man that I knew was not going to work out of obligation, and huge lessons with my marriage. Overall, I don't regret my marriage. I did love him very much. He was a good friend. He is one of the most brilliant men I will ever, ever meet. But at the same time, we did grow apart and go in different ways. And I really learned to stand up for myself and be true to myself. And that's the energy of what's going on now. The shifting energy is really being true to yourself. And that inner voice that's kind of yanking in your ear or in your heart. And understand that you're going to really have opportunities now to make up lost ground. I have noticed since I really started doing this, my energy is higher, my vibration is higher. So many switching things that are really positive. Things that I want to manifest are coming around really quick. So I warn you all, be really careful what you ask for because you will get it. I just put out there that I was interested in riding on a helicopter because someone that I actually went to high school and reconnected with on Facebook actually is one of the helicopter police in Tucson. And he actually invited me to go, and I did it. It was something I've wanted to experience since I was a kid. Great time. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Tucson Police. It was a wonderful night, and it was great to do it. Around the same time, I was talking to a friend and said, you know, I wouldn't mind doing modeling for a drawing class. And now I'm getting that invitation. It's very interesting how things, I just say, you know, that might not be a bad idea. The opportunity to really experience everything in a very positive way is coming around. So I'm very grateful that I've learned the lesson to be real careful of what I've wanted. Because I've asked for some things, and I've always really been good at manifestation, a lot for others and for myself. For me, it usually took a little bit longer. No longer. It's really turning around quite quickly. Some things, bigger items do take a little bit longer, but the little ones, almost instantly, I'm getting. So if you've had this experience as well, please, you are welcome to call in. The number again is 888-815-9756. It is a wonderful time. I mean, we just had a new moon in Libra, which is all about relationships. And that is something that is really setting the tone for many people is the relationships around them. I am noticing that the relationships, as I said, many people I haven't talked to in years, I'm talking to them and having a great time reconnecting with them. I am seeing new sides to some of the relationships I've already had. Funner, lighter, happier. And then others are really just fading away. So it really depends on what you're trying to do and what you're trying to manifest and what kind of people that are truly like minds. There are several people on Facebook I did not know that I am getting to know even more so. That's the wonderful thing about the social networking. And what this new energy is all about is community. So social networking is really a spiritual aspect coming to life in a beautiful, wonderful way. And it's up to you how you decide to do it. Yes, there is always that fear of, you know, identity theft and people ripping you off. But if you use common sense and really listen to what they're saying and how they're acting, you can find out the scammers really easy. It's very interesting. I have been selling a few things, and I've had a few people who have attempted to show interest in my item, yet in reality, it's just a scam, you know, and you got to be careful. So you do have to use a little caution, but once you connect with your true self and your authentic self and really listen to the guidance that is really being given to you, it's very easy for you to figure out who you can trust and who you can't. And there's signs everywhere. It was very interesting, just the little things that are coming on late, and it's just very interesting. I recently have been visited, actually for the last 3 days, by a red-tailed hawk. And each time he was very close to water. So there's a message about my emotions. The first time I really noticed him, he's actually for the first time ever, and I've been in this house for decades, he was actually sitting on the edge right next to my pool, like he wanted to go in swimming. That was yesterday. The other days, they have been on the bird bath in the front of my house. And I literally looked and said, thank you very much for the message. And he opened his mouth, looking directly at me, wings, and then flew off. It's very interesting. If you acknowledge it, they will let you know thank you back. Now, tonight I got another interesting sign. Oh, what does hawk mean? It's messages. It definitely is some kind of message. I'm not quite sure, but I do think it's something about probably relationships and emotions, because water deals with your emotions, the depth of your soul. So most likely I'm getting a message from my soul. And I just need to pay attention to my dreams. Another symbol is water for dreams. Now tonight, I looked over at my back window and noticed not one, not two, but four geckos. Now, I've noticed the geckos before, but never so many. Geckos is doing what you need to do in the struggle to get things done. To realize that maybe you're a little overwhelmed, but you're going to get through. It really is a positive sign to look and see what nature is offering to show you, to ease the way things are going for you. Now, with deciding to move out of Tucson, I've had to make some goals, but I'm also letting things just be the way it is. One thing I do know, because of the show and other business aspects, I always need to have a phone available. Well, you got a cell phone, it's easy. There's other aspects of like the business and other things that I've really had to really organize myself, get things going. The other thing that has really been wonderful is really cleaning out my house and getting it ready to rent. It's been a long time since I've been in this house, so we're talking a couple of decades in the same house, going through and decluttering it to the nth degree. So I've been working on it. I've gotten some more things done, some painting done, some things have been fixed, and it all is very interesting. The other thing that, you know, things pop up, and I'm glad it happened when it did. I recently lost my hot water heater. Now, it was very interesting. The very moment I think it began to leak, all of a sudden I was surfing the web and all of a sudden water heaters popped up on my screen. It was the next day that I realized that I was having problems with my water heater. Now it's fixed and it got fixed very quickly. But again, water, overwhelm. Timing to let things go. And it's just interesting how things are flowing very quickly. Now, the water heater has been the original one built in this house in 1971. So it really was time to replace it. Just like it's really time for me to move on. Now, with all these shifting energy, the one thing I am reading and understanding is, whereas we really were supposed to be searching, clearing ourselves to find source, to connect to source, I'm really understanding it's connecting to the source within us because we are source. The energy now says we are the creator. And I'm being demonstrated very clearly that I am the creator. And re-emphasizing even the situations in the past, I did create them, and I can correct them, learn from them, and move forward. A lot of my goals in the past kind of fell flat on their face. Did I give up on some of them? Well, some of them now just, it isn't appropriate. Some of the other ones are. And I'm still working on some of those projects that have been a little bug in my ear, whispering to me, And I'm planning on getting some of those projects going, including teaching. And I am working on yet a different class. I have two classes that I can teach at any time, and they are available. I just need people to sign up for them on my website. Just email me. Let me know you're interested. The information is on angelsintuition.com. The other aspect of me that I don't really talk about too much is the fact that I do hypnosis and NLP. I focus more on the neurolinguistic programming than I do hypnosis. I have had more successes with my clients using that because, again, they are the creators. They are the ones that are correcting. And I'm truly just guiding them to do it themselves. And in reality, the way I do even past life regressions, instead of just kind of asking a lot of questions, I really guide them to go back and ask them just a simple question. What's going on? Where are you? And let them correct the situation because they know what's going on. That is part of the energy now. Is that the healers that are out there have been doing and will continue to do wonderful work if they choose. Otherwise, the one feeling I'm getting is, it's time to fix yourself. And I mean that in a very loving way, is it's time to take responsibility for that creation. Really sit down and think of your goals. Think out what the plan is, but leave it open enough to let Spirit help you out. It isn't that difficult to really say, okay, like I said, I want to go for a helicopter ride. That was something I said when I was like 10 years old. Now, granted, it's been several decades since I've said that, but every once in a while, the connection always came back, and I got that opportunity. This radio show, I've mentioned many times, was a childhood dream. It's understanding that you really can have everything you really want, but understand spirits are going to give it to you in the best form, the highest form, that's really going to do what you truly wanted to do. Now, there's a lot of aspects of doing that, and we've gone over manifestation many times. And I have had a client that I recently was talking to, and I suggested that near the new moon, I had suggested to her to write down exactly how much money she wanted to make each month or each week. It was up to her. And then if there was anything she really wanted to manifest, just write it down. Simple, quick, but very direct. I talked to the clients, and within days, those things were manifesting. Things that she had put on hold because of money. Now she's making enough money to get those things done. It's just a matter of letting the universe know in a very positive way. This is what I'm wanting now. This is what's happening because you want it in a positive way. So I'm now making X amount of money each week and watch your money start coming in. The universe now is really trying to support you in the highest good for all. The other thing I've noticed with a lot of my clients that call in is that they're wondering about people of their past. Now sometimes, and I, like I said, many people from my past have come back. A lot of the relationships, if they do come back, there's two scenarios. Either you both separated a long time ago to have lessons that were needing to be done, or you decided to do them separately, or it's time to truly close it out so you can stop wondering and really make room for somebody else to come in, that right person. Letting go of the lost love, the first one, the one that got away, is sometimes not that easy to do. I've had that experience as well. When you see signs and you see a lot of things that remind you of that certain somebody that really got to you, it's not always easy to say, well, it's done. Oh, well, time to move on. But when it is right and you are ready, you will be able to let go and get a new perspective and truly learn what the relationship was about. So again, new moon in Libra, relationships. It is interesting, the repeating themes that tend to come with my callers, and I appreciate each one of them, and I learned a long time ago to listen for the signs. If I keep getting the repeating same kind of call, then there's something for me to look at. There's a message for me as well as them, because remember, like attracts like. It's very easy to figure out exactly what the message is, because if you hear something 2, 3, 4 times, it means something. You just need to figure out and let your guidance help you figure that out. Now, the phone lines are open, and I'm just talking. So if you have something to say, you are welcome to call in. The number again is 888-815-9756. With listening for the signs and learning your lessons, the one thing that I have learned in the last several months, the last 6 months, is lessons of forgiveness. Not necessarily for others, though you definitely need to forgive everyone that comes into your life, because remember, you created the scenario and the situation for that person and that situation to come into your life. So that blame game really doesn't do you any good. So forgiveness and surrender are the two things that I've learned that are really important. If you don't understand why something is happening and it's getting you really frustrated, let it go. Just say, if there's something I need to do, show me. I'm done trying to figuring out this myself, and just let it go. Generally for me, I have noticed, and many people around me, that almost instantly, once they let it go, number one, they're breathing a lot easier. They've got a clearer head. The headache's gone. They're sleeping better. But they're also getting those answers. The clarity is available for them. And a lot of those are coming in dreams. Many people are telling me that their dreams are more lucid, more wild, really all over the place, and yet comforting at the same time. We do have Pat from Connecticut now on line one. Hello, Pat. How are you?
Hi. I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. I almost don't have words to describe where I am in my life. I'm just coming out of, thanks to some nutraceuticals, severe anxiety and depression, I would initially say for the past 2 years, and then thinking 10, and then thinking maybe 50. I think, you know, I became agoraphobic at age 6. So it's wonderful that I'm healing, but I think I probably have a typical reaction of huge fear, who is going to be there? Because I think really all I've been for most of my life is just tense and defensive and surviving any way I could and not learning a lot of stuff that would make me a stronger, more responsible human being. At the same time, suddenly I'm aware of a place I used to live years ago, and I realize I want to be in a relationship, married, living there. And because of my life, I'm really, really strapped financially, educationally. Mm-hmm. It's like a whole new story going in all different directions, and just would appreciate any insight you have.
Well, the first thing I'm getting is, as you were speaking, is you learned a lot more than you realize. And in the upcoming weeks, you will realize how much you really did learn through all the things that you've been through to be that strong, independent, fearless, and I underline fearless, person that you are inside and out. The other thing I'm getting very strongly is if you want to move back to that wonderful town you lived in and have a relationship and a family, there is no reason why you can't. Sometimes you need to just cut your losses, and even though you're strapped, it may be that step of taking that leap of faith that everything falls into place. Now, you've set your intentions to do this. Now, have you canceled it out by saying, I don't have the money to do it, but this is what I want to do?
No, I haven't done that, but actually I started to wonder, is this really where you want to be? Do you need to maybe just simply open up more to the universe? Maybe there are other places as wonderful. Are you just picking this place because it's what you know? That's my answer.
Okay, because the one thing I'm getting is there's something in this town that isn't quite complete. There's something there that's not complete, and it is from your childhood. So you might just even be able to meditate on exactly what that is, but I am getting there was an incident that actually brought a lot of joy, and this town did bring you more joy than anything else in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's coming up, because you're looking for the joy in life now.
Right.
You're ready to really accept it and receive it.
Right.
So that's one reason why this town is popping up. You want joy in your life, and this represents it.
Okay.
But I do feel, and getting very strongly, there's something not quite done there. Opportunity coming up for you in that town.
An opportunity in the town that I'm thinking about moving to?
Yes, the childhood town.
It's not childhood. I was there for about 3 years in the late 90s.
Okay, I'm just getting, but it's connected to your inner child is what I'm getting.
Okay, and when you say not complete, are you saying that there's an issue I need to deal with, or...
No, it's something that was started to manifest, and it didn't quite finish manifesting.
I see.
I get it more in a positive. It's like
okay.
You started something, and it just didn't finish. But it's not
right.
A negative issue that you need to deal with. It's something that just needs completed for you.
Okay. Now, if that's completed, does that mean I move on from there, or that is a place where I could find my home?
It's whatever you want to create. Remember, you are
okay.
The creator.
Okay.
But I'm just saying wonderful things happening, and you're much stronger and much more fearless than you realize.
Yeah, the huge, huge thing in my life is fear, so that's a funny thing to hear. And, of course, that's what I need to change, and it almost seems like, well, I'm not going to say impossibility, but I'm basically, you know, like a post-traumatic stress survivor. So to try to see that one day I can go back to being fearless is daunting.
But see, you called into a radio show, a live radio show. That's pretty fearless. To expose yourself on the radio is awesome.
Well, okay, so that's due to what I've had to deal with my whole life. But, you know, yes, you're right. I mean, other people would have died many times from what I've been through. Yet at the same time, to wake up shaking in the morning, it almost doesn't seem to make a difference.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right. But the other thing is, you're waking up every morning. You're working. You're doing what you need to do for you. And you're holding on to your sanity. You haven't lost your sanity. A lot of people who have gone through what you've gone through have given up on life. You haven't. You're a fighter.
I know. I did give up a few times.
You took a breather. You took a break. You didn't give up.
Well, my heart broke and I stopped hoping. And then a couple of years ago, I decided to try and hope again, which was terrifying. But I don't want to go on and on, but I look at my life and, okay, I've survived and I'm still living and I didn't leave and all that is commendable, but I don't have a life. I don't have a career. I don't have skills. I'm on disability because I'm unable to work. And, you know, I do a little work. I'm trying to create art. But I feel so lacking compared to how other people have fought and survived and have skills and, you know, power in a cultivated life of doing something and helping others to heal. And I think I have a lot of shame that I have not created anything in that sense.
Okay. You need to do me a favor.
Yep.
Get out a piece of paper and write every positive thing about yourself.
Okay.
And focus on those positive aspects of you.
Mm-hmm.
You are an artist. You are a fighter. You are true to yourself. You needed time to heal, and guess what? You took it. Guess what? That's awesome. A lot of people would just stuff it down and move on. You didn't repress everything. You dealt with it. Do you know how awesome that is?
You know, you brought tears to my eyes when you said true to myself. In order to survive, I haven't been a person of integrity. You know, and I know that essentially I am compared to the way people can be, but I've not been honest with myself. I have lied to get out of uncomfortable situations. You know, I'm actually looking at all of this. The past 2 weeks I've been looking at integrity and realizing, my God, I need to be of so much more integrity than I have been.
But you have had some integrity, and that's with me. I mean, I was not in integrity because it's been 2 years since my inner voice said, you know, you really should just rent your house and travel. And I've wanted to travel for two years, but I held myself back.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm saying, no, I can't do that. There's certain things I need to do for me, and one of them is being integrity. And it's not always easy to look at yourself and say, okay, I'm really saying this, and then I'm doing the opposite myself. I can't really do that anymore. You're changing. You have changed tremendously from where you were when you were 6 years old till now. You had a very bumpy road, and overall, you did what you needed to do to survive. So I'm just saying, whatever you do, Pat, don't beat yourself up.
Okay.
Because you're a beautiful person, and you're a survivor, and you're always going to be able to get those things you really, really need, and your art is going to be fantastic.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. Yeah, thank
you're
you
most
very much.
Welcome. Many blessings to you.
Same to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Integrity now is huge. As I said, it's taking responsibility for who and what you are. It was interesting, not too long ago, I had a person who had come into my life and said he would do certain things, and yet he never did. He never followed through. So part of me wanted to do what I do and call their crap. I do that really well. But at the same time, I looked back and said, okay, what is it about this guy? And I went to sleep and I woke up, but I asked the question before, what am I not seeing about this guy that he's reflecting back at me? And it was that follow through. And it's not necessarily following through with other people, because that I always do very well. It's following through with me, with my word to myself. And it's not always to say, oh, yeah, I said I was going to do X, Y, and Z, and I haven't done it yet. So that's one reason why, working on the house, I said, you know, I really need to fix that door. And I kept staring at the door and doing absolutely nothing. The door is now fixed. There's certain other things on the house I really wanted to work, but I kept saying, yeah, I really need to do that. And I didn't do it. But now it's done. And it needed to have that man come into my life and do the same thing again. Do I think he truly will continue to do that? No. I think he is truly a man of integrity and truly doing the best he can. But he needed to show me in a very blunt and in-my-face way so I got through what I was doing to myself. Now, that's something you need to look at, the people that are in your life. What are they reflecting to you? What are you missing in yourself? If you're complaining about somebody else, look at yourself. Look in the mirror, folks, because that's what they're doing. Not always easy, but, you know, it's like I had to laugh. I had to laugh at what I was doing. And then I made a list and I started crossing those things off. But I also, along the way, didn't kick myself for the fact I hadn't gotten all this stuff done yet. I just said, okay, I got to get it done now. And step by step, it brought more and more joy into my life, happiness, and abundance. Things started working for me because when you're in integrity with yourself and follow through with what you need to do for yourself, in the end, you will be rewarded. It is awesome to say, yeah, I said I was going to do it, and I did it. Now, there are certain goals that I know I'm going to get done. And this year is a huge year for many of us to accomplish certain goals, to get them out of the way. If you read Karen Bishop's newsletters or energy alerts, she really is stressing the fact that we need to be in integrity with ourselves, take responsibility, but also be in community and ask for help. That's one thing that has been so awesome. Some of the people that have reconnected with me now are saying, if you need anything, you let me know. I had a problem with a light. I couldn't figure out why it wasn't working. A friend came over, and within 2 minutes, we figured out the light switch was done. It was busted. I was afraid I was going to have to redo the lights and, you know, do the wiring. And it was a very simple thing. But I was willing to ask for help. And there's a lot of people who don't have the courage that we always have been so self-reliant and doing it on our own and not being present enough or aware enough or allowing anyone to help us out. I used to always say, I wait for no man, because I was so eager and so easy for me just to do it because I got so impatient. Hello, Daryl in Chicago. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you? First time I've heard the program, and it's awesome. You're doing
some
great
work. Thank you very much.
Your work, the energy you're bringing and giving out to other people is awesome. And you were talking about integrity a little bit there, and, you know, really our most important relationships have to be with ourselves. Because if we're not comfortable with who we are, you know, we can't really be comfortable with other people.
Very true. Have you had anything recently within yourself that you had to call yourself on your integrity? Or are you pretty true to yourself?
You know, recently, yeah, about 3 years ago, I really, you know, one of the first changes I made was just getting rid of stuff. You know,
mm-hmm.
we've been in this mentality of just collecting to collect, just to have stuff. And I'm sure you're, you know, familiar with, you know, Wayne Dyer, and he's got the 80-20 rule. And, you know, just go in your closet and look, and, you know, you're only wearing 20% of your clothes. Why do you have so many of them?
Right.
So it was really about just simplifying life and getting down to just really liking yourself. And, you know, why do we need all this stuff? a lot of this is keeping up with the Joneses, and so other mm-hmm. people are like us. Oh, they've got a lot of stuff. They must be important, or you know. So it's really just being true to yourself. You know what you're talking about with this integrity.
Mm-hmm. So have you noticed a lot of shifting energy since you decluttered and got rid of stuff?
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, on all kinds of different levels. Just being more focused. Living more in the moment, you know. And, you know, the old saying is yesterday was history, tomorrow's a mystery. So just live for, you know, what's going on right now. Live in the now. Live in mm-hmm. the moment.
Awesome. Well, it's awesome that you are coming forward and saying it really is all about being true to yourself and connecting with that. And the 80-20 rule is really, it is very true, and I have to admit, I made it a point to say, if it doesn't fit in my car, it ain't going. So I've had to get rid of a lot of stuff, and like I said, I've lived in this house for 2 decades, so it is a lot of, it's so easy to put it in the closet and forget about it. So,
right.
It's fun to go through it because I found a lot of things that, you know, I can give to my friends that I'm now reconnecting with. Have you noticed that people from your past are showing up now?
Well, yeah, a lot of that. Some of that, I don't know how much of it is from the decluttering or how much of that is from new outlets, social media. You know, you were talking
right.
about Facebook a little earlier in the show. I just went to my 25th class reunion a couple weeks ago. More and more people, well, we're all adults now, we're not kids anymore, but everybody's getting along, everybody's seeing everybody else's plight, everybody's out there trying to help everybody, you know, in these climates. And when we were kids, we heard, you know, the kind of a catchphrase when you were in a fire was stop, drop, and roll.
Right.
But really, you can kind of bring that to something totally different now, where, you know, we really need to stop being so hard on ourselves. Things
mm-hmm.
that have happened in the past, we need to let that stuff go. But then we also need to drop excuses of why we're not doing certain things, why we're not living in our highest self and in integrity. And really, we need just roll with life, you know, rather than fighting it. Just roll with it and see where it takes us. Because if we just let it happen, a lot of times it's going to take us in a great direction.
Most definitely. So with the Facebook and with your high school reunion, do you feel that your community is stronger now that you've found a new place that's been different, say, than 3 years ago, 2 years ago? Do you find that you have a strength of community now more than you did before?
Oh, sure. Things are opening up, and I don't know if you know of the author of Faith Popcorn. She talks about cocooning.
Right.
And how with technology and everything, where everybody's just cocooning, and even in when you're in your house now, because the kids might be upstairs on their computers in their rooms or on their little gaming systems. Mom is maybe she got a laptop in the kitchen if she's cooking dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Dad's home and he's doing work or you know, maybe watching TV. We're even when we're in our house as a family, we're cocooning. I was at dinner a couple weeks ago, and there's this family of four, and Mom's reading they're at the table. Mom's reading the magazine. Dad's reading a paper. There's a daughter, probably, you know, 14, 15 years old. She's got her iPod in with the earbuds, and they probably had an 8-year-old son, and he's playing his little, you know, whatever Nintendo DS game or whatever it is, a little handheld gaming system. So here they are. They're at dinner, but they're not interacting.
Mm-hmm.
know, sometimes you just got to take out the earbuds and, you know, see what's going on around you.
Yeah, it's, I was talking to a friend who has kids, and she finally said, you know, it is now 4 o'clock, you're going outside for at least an hour and getting some sun and go play with your friends. And it's like her boys, kids, friends came over and said, come on, let's go play, you know, the Game Boy and, or the Xbox. And they said, can't, sorry, we have to go outside. So they went outside and went swimming instead, which was exercise. They're playing and they're getting sunshine and fresh air, which that's the one thing with the, all the technology is it's really, it is making us separate. Even with Facebook, even though it's great to connect people, it's kind of just on the surface level. If you don't get face to face next to somebody, it really makes a difference on the level of communication and connection. Even though people's are very empathic, and I think that's one reason why they like to have that buffer, it makes a difference to do something face-to-face versus on a computer screen or even on a phone. I know many people that they will not, if they get an email from someone, that's fine. If they get a text from somebody, they ignore it. They want a phone call. An email is okay, but they want a phone call. They want that person to, in a way, have the courage to call them and say, hey, here's the situation, can you help me out? And it's interesting how a lot of people are saying, enough with the technology, let's get back in touch with each other. Are you finding anyone around you feeling the same way?
Sure, a lot of people are. I was talking to a friend just last week, and I think I'm going to do the same thing that he's doing, because, you know, now with email, you open up your email box in the morning, and you've got 100.